Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Jiaying. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're looking into the local banking sector. Now, loan growth in August grew marginally 0.3% month-on-month. On a year-on-year basis, it grew 4.2%. What's your general view of where loan growth for the industry is headed?
Hi, morning. Just the loan growth up to August so far this year has been weaker than expected. The household loans growth has moderated, while our business loan growth has actually slowed even further. But at the same time, what we have seen is that the issuance of corporate bonds, the market has remained quite active and robust, which means certain corporates have actually turned to the bond market. We believe the slower loans growth trend is likely to continue for the remaining months of 2016.
With that in mind, Jiaying, net interest margins for the industry are also trending downwards from tougher competition industry for deposits. Now, post-OPR cut by Bank Negara, are margins expected to remain resilient?
Yes, we expect the net interest margin to be stay relatively resilient compared to 2015. The rate cut is likely to affect the net interest margin mainly due to repricing issues, where your interest rates on loans will be revised downwards immediately, but the banks will still need to honour the deposit rates until their maturity. So it's more of a timing mismatch. But what we have seen earlier this year as well is that some of the banks have actually repriced certain segments of their loans, and some banks also revised upwards their base rate prior to the rate cut. So actually the effective impact by the rate cuts on the net interest margins are likely to be relatively contained. And for deposits, we don't foresee the competition to be as stiff as last year. What happened in 2015 was the introduction of the liquidity coverage ratio. So there was a stiffer competition for retail deposits, which drove up the interest cost. What could be different for 2016 is that the banks are already in compliance with the liquidity coverage ratio, and the loan growth so far for 2016 has been slower. So there are less pressure, or you could say incentives, for the banks to compete for deposits this year.
We also saw an improvement in loan loss coverage ratios, which increased 89.6% month-on-month. But Jiaying, according to your sector report, you've also identified some key risks in the mining, construction and telco sector, which you think is still vulnerable to loan defaults. Now, is there any signs of stress showing in these industries?
We highlighted these sectors mainly because they have higher gross impaired loans ratio compared to the other sectors, and it has been increasing compared to last year. This is in line with their tougher operating environment. These sectors may be vulnerable, but if you look at the overall gross impaired loans ratio, it stands at about 1.66% for the overall banking system. It's still one of the lowest levels in many years. So although certain sectors may be more vulnerable, but overall banking system, we don't quite see a stress yet.
And what about the oil and gas sector, Jiaying? As a percentage of an exposure of Malaysia's total loan books, how exposed are Malaysian banks to the oil and gas sector?
For oil and gas, the exposure for individual banks will be different. Will be ranging from some as less than 1% to some as high as around 4%. So, of course, banks with higher exposure will be affected more when the oil and gas assets qualities are under pressure. But in terms of the overall banking industry, oil and gas loans actually consist of less than 1% of the total loans book in Malaysia. So for Malaysian banks as a whole, the exposure and as well as the potential impact of oil and gas loans are much lesser compared to your larger sectors like household, or manufacturing, or even wholesale retail.
And with all this stress possibly weighing down, how well-capitalized are Malaysia's banks, as well as the asset quality that they have in their books, to withstand possibly any possible defaults and all this stress weighing in?
I think all the banks have pretty decent capital ratios. The one thing that we have noted that have came down is the loan loss cover. Previously, most of the banks have loan loss cover of around more than 100%, but right now it has came down to the industry has came down to around 90%+, which means that the banks have made less provision for every dollar of impaired loans. But this has been explained by some of the banks that because of the higher value of the securities that have been pledged, that's why they have been making less provisions. We are still monitoring the asset quality, but so far we haven't seen anything disturbing yet.
And what about property loans, Jiaying? I'm just curious as well. Do you think that is another stress factor that are also weighing down on banks? How exposed are Malaysia's banks to mortgage loans, etc.?
Mortgage loans is actually increasing over the years in terms of the proportion to the total loan books. I think it's currently hovering around 40%+ to the total bank loans. In terms of stress, we don't see any stress at all, actually, because overall it has been quite healthy, the gross impaired loans ratio. In fact, I think it has came down for certain months.
And of course, Budget 2017 is upon us, and many stakeholders are expecting more measures for first home owner buyers. Now, what are your expectations for the budget, and do you think it could spur growth and maybe lead to more lending?
We expect the Budget 2017 to be as people-friendly as possible within the government's fiscal constraint. Government expenditure are likely to remain substantial at around $45 billion and also possible higher cash handouts in the form of BRIM. In terms of residential measures, there are few measures that have been proposed by the developers and other stakeholders. But it remains to be seen whether these measures will they be adopted by the government and how effective they will be to boost the property market. I think all this combined, it should support the private consumption and investment. So when the macro environment improves and your business and household confidence pick up, then demand for financing should follow.
Thank you. That was Lo Jiaying, equity analyst at Affin Hwang Capital. And now Khoo Soo Chuang is standing by to speak to Tim Mulholland, president of TGM Limited.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.